And so taking a bit of time now to establish your mindfulness. To sense into being just here in this body. With this breath. And for this practice, you might find it helpful to have a full body breathing anchor, breath and body together, just here. With friendly interest and kindness. Compassionately letting everything come and go, the pleasant, the unpleasant, the beautiful, the not so. Knowing all things arise and pass. So just being here for a wee bit with breath and body. And within this wide field of awareness of breath and body, as particular sensations are salient, as they are prominent, noticing them, noting them, give them a name, pressure, stretching, vibration, whatever it may be. and track them for their life. And then move back to breath and body, or perhaps another sensation is really salient, and you may move to that and track it. Being mindful of what's here and how the sensations change. Really engage with what's here, moment to moment to moment. Now, as we continue to practice being here with what's arising in the body, in the breathing, and engaging with it, when we notice prominent sensations, we can also note their feeling tone. Pleasant, unpleasant, neither. Noticing too feeling tone, how it will change. It may start unpleasant, perhaps. The interest may shift it. You'll see. Maybe not. What happens when we notice feeling tone and its changing nature, along with noting and sensing the sensations? And again, coming back to breath and body as a whole, as there's nothing prominent. And yet within breath and body as a whole, we can also notice, is it pleasant, unpleasant? Can notice the changing sensations within the breath, in the body as a whole. And their feeling tones. happens to the mindfulness with pleasant feeling tone. Are there hindrances that show? Getting caught in craving, for example. Or sloth and torpor, very common. And with unpleasant, easily can get caught in aversion rather than seeing, oh, simply unpleasant these moments. Watch them change. But no, aversion can happen, which can really spin into a mess of suffering with restlessness and worry and doubt and all of its exhausting sloth and torpor. And then, oh, if only some craving for something lovely. And the neither pleasant nor unpleasant sensations often go under the radar. And yet, if one has caught your attention, just notice what happens with it. And if there's any getting lost here, lost in sloth and torpor, sluggishness, or maybe a seeking for entertainment, craving, fantasies. In these last few minutes of our practice, really intending to be here and to really engage with what's happening as it's happening moment to moment.